In Ephesians 6, it speaks about the powers of this dark world and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. It tells us that behind all the bad things and the sad things are spiritual forces, forces of darkness. Now here's the crazy thing. Really, really mind-blowingly crazy. Jesus said this in John chapter 3. He said, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. See how crazy that is? Jesus says people love the darkness. And Jesus knows people. He knows all people. He knows us. He knows that there's something in all of us that loves the darkness. He knows that we choose to do what's not right. And every time we choose to do what's not right, it's because we love the darkness. It's crazy, isn't it? Really crazy. And we need a lot of help. Well, help is here because the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. And let's sing together about this light that shines in the darkness. We'll stand and sing. Light of the world. What is this light? Listen again to the beginning of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word was with God. He was God. He was there right in the beginning. Through Him, everything has been made. He's essential to everything that exists. The Word was life, of course. Now, the Word is God, the Creator, the one who made everything seen and unseen, the Originator. In Him was life, our life. And we exist because of Him. We were made through Him. Our life is given through Him. And who is the Word? It's Jesus Christ, isn't it? John 1:14 says, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. The eternal Son of God took on flesh and walked among us, Jesus Christ. And in Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. And the light shines. Now, the light has always been shining. Now, God is always God. He's always light. And His goodness and His truth and His purity and His holiness and His glory has always been shining out. The light always shines, giving life to creation. And then when the Word became flesh, the light shines. Always shines. As Jesus walked on earth, people said, we have seen His glory. The glory of the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The light shines. And as Jesus walked on earth and He touched the sick, their illness fled. And as He rebuked the demons, they cowered before Him because the light shines. And as He touched the dead, He reached even into death itself and raised up life because the light shines. And then there came that darkest day, didn't there? It came that day when Jesus was betrayed, falsely accused, and led out to Calvary. What is it that happened to the light on that day, on the darkest day? What happened to the light that shines? Well, let's remind ourselves as we sing together about that darkest day. What happened on that day? Let's stand and sing. Oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day. The light shines. We've just sung it, haven't we? We sung when about that darkest of days when all of the badness and all of the sadness, all the powers of evil seemed to have captured the light. There was a moment when Jesus' followers fled in terror because their Lord was taken away. And one of His disciples put it like this. As he described what happened, he said, Jesus, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. This is what happened. The chief priests and our rulers handed Him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified Him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. It's a cry of a broken heart. Jesus had died and they'd hoped that he would be the rescuer. Hope that he would be the one who could break the powers of darkness, but it seemed that darkness had swallowed him up. But the light shines. Not that the light shone and it was extinguished, but the light shines. And when Jesus died, he took on himself all the darkness. Even all of our sin was put upon him. And when he died, he didn't die because he was defeated. He died because he was victorious. The writer to the Hebrews said, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Now what do we say about these things? Well, we say things like this, 1 Corinthians 15. We say, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, because he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, the grave could not hold the Prince of Light. The light of the world could not be crushed and extinguished. And on the third day, when the work was complete, Jesus rose to new life, because the light shines. And he went up to heaven, which is where he is now seated. He's now seated in total power and glory, and all things are being brought under his rule, because the light shines. After Jesus died, he was put into a grave. But 3 days later, when they rolled the stone away, the grave was empty, because the light shines. Let's sing again about what happened on that darkest day, but how the light still shines. We'll stand and sing, Man of Sorrows, Lamb of God. Our verse for this morning is this: the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness. And all the sad things and all the bad things, when Jesus shines the light on them, they are melted away. All of the sad things and the bad things that we know are ways that death leaks back into life. But Jesus has defeated death. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? That's a mocking taunt. Paul is quoting an Old Testament prophet when he says it. But he's inviting all who belong to Jesus to taunt death. To mock the ultimate futility of death's power. Because for all the powers of darkness, their days are numbered. For the power of death, its days are numbered. For all who belong to Jesus Christ, our sad things and our bad things and the things that make us cry, their days are numbered, because the light shines. And when he comes back, he's going to bring in that final day of light. He's going to bring in that day that's pictured in the final chapters of the Bible when John writes, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And when you read a book, do you ever flick to the last chapter to find out what happens? It's cheating. But I do that. But if we had a book that told us the story of the universe, the story of all life. We do have a book like that, don't we? We've got the Bible. And the last chapter of the Bible tells us very clearly that Jesus wins. That the darkness does not win. The sad things and the bad things do not last. Because the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Now what do we do with this truth? What do we do about this verse? How do we respond to it? Well, let me ask you if you will stand on this truth today. The light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. There is still darkness today, isn't there? There are still sad things and bad things and things that make us cry. The psalm I read at the beginning says, "Weeping may stay for the night. The night lingers and the darkness waits." But will we hear the good news this morning that the dawn is breaking? That the first light of the new day, the light has already peaked over the horizon. So weeping may stay for the night. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. We shouldn't be surprised by the sad things and the bad things. But the night is nearly over. So Jesus says, take heart, for I have overcome the world. That psalm says, weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. And Jesus said, I am coming soon, and all tears will be wiped from all faces. Now, will we allow the comfort of this to soak into our hearts this morning? I think our next song is a song that helps us to do that. A bit more meditative perhaps, but we'll still stand and sing it. About peace like a river when it comes to us in those sad times and those dark times, and reminds us that the light shines and the darkness has not overcome it. So let's stand and sing, "When peace like a river attendeth my way." Tomorrow is All Hallows Eve, Halloween. Time of year when people try to scare. Shops are full of scary things. Children come dressed in scary costumes looking for sweets. It's not very scary, and yet we know that there are real scary things. We know that the darkness lingers. And yet, just as Halloween makes light of and pokes fun at the scary things, the scriptures invite us too to taunt and to mock even death. Now maybe we do that through gritted teeth. Maybe we do it with eyes that are red with tears. But we can mock, because however horrible death is, it does not have the final word. Are we going to